Good evening. I warmly welcome you to this sleep meditation in which, after relaxing your body and mind, we will perform a series of positive affirmations to settle into the frequency of love. I am sure that you will achieve a deep and pleasant sleep while your entire being attunes to that universal force that moves the world. Settle into your favorite position and close your eyes gently. Let's begin the journey, and this journey starts in your heart. Connect with its gentle beating. Visualize it pumping throughout your body, constantly giving you life. Its rhythm has already begun to slow down, and this gentle rhythm also marks the metabolism of your body, which gradually slows down. The muscles and joints relax with each beat. Your feet relax, your legs relax, as do your hands, arms, shoulders, neck, jaw, lips, cheeks, and eyelids. Your forehead and scalp relax completely. The muscles of your back. Let your spine relax. The abdomen also distends, and only the gentle bay of your breathing that also rocks your chest is appreciated. Feel your breathing. Contemplate it without forcing it. Realize the wonder of its mechanism that works in perfect harmony with your heart to nourish your cells with oxygen. Now inhale deeply, taking the air as far down as you can to fill your lungs from the base. Hold the air for a moment and empty your lungs from top to bottom, expelling the air little by little through your mouth. Hold the emptiness and inhale deeply again, filling your lungs even more. Retain and release with the air everything that weighs you down. Free yourself from your burden. Hold the emptiness and inhale again, very deeply. Fill yourself with life, with love. And release the air with gratitude until you are completely empty. Now return to your normal breathing, trying to keep your attention on it, on the flow of air, going out and coming in. That's it. If you are distracted by any external stimulus or thought, be aware of it and simply return to your breathing, without judging or judging yourself, no matter what happens. Yes. Feel the air circulating, nourishing your being, freeing you from tension and random thoughts. Breathe and enjoy this eternal moment, this peaceful tranquility that your mind and body feel. Okay, your muscles are relaxed. Your joints are loose, and your mind is calm. You have created a space of peace, a Zen moment for yourself, where there is no room for anything other than your tranquility, your well-being. Does it seem to you that this has no connection to love? But what you have done is already an act of love towards yourself. Here is love. You have it, you have always had it. Now you have only shown it to yourself, and in this way you have begun the path to loving yourself. And loving yourself inevitably leads to being loved. In reality, there is no need to seek love, no need to call for it, much less ask for it. Love is worked on from the inside, and that's how we flourish on the outside. First, we get to know ourselves through self-exploration, through non-judgmental observation of ourselves. Then, we accept ourselves as we are, with both the wonderful and the terrible. That's how we begin to love ourselves, to value ourselves, and to take care of ourselves. And when we have so much love that we don't need more, we begin to love others in an authentic way, because we don't need them, we simply love and enjoy them. Then, when we love and want ourselves so much, we receive love like we never imagined before. Only love generates love. This whole process is a journey that each person travels at their own pace, and that can take a week or a lifetime. You know, sometimes there's a click that changes everything, and other times it takes us a while to get off the ground. Now, through positive affirmations, we're going to lay the foundations to face that journey. Let's scope it out to get the hang of it. And you might convince yourself that you deserve to give yourself all that love, and the click will resonate in your mind or in your heart. Repeat or simply listen to and internalize these affirmations. Anchor them in your mind and listen to them again as many times as you like. I am who I am. I know and accept myself on my bright days and on my cloudy days. When they come, I take out an umbrella and a smile, but sometimes the rain catches me without it. When I get home, I dry myself off, put on new clothes, and tell myself, it's over. And with an effort, I smile, and when I smile, I am happy. I love myself. How could I not love myself? How could I love others and not love myself? I am a person like any other, just as worthy and valuable just for being a person. Of course I love myself. I love myself very much because I am valuable. Because I am valuable, the most valuable thing I have, and that is why I take care of myself and protect myself from any danger. I love life. I am grateful for this gift, and I take advantage of it by living positively, accepting myself and accepting others, loving myself and loving others, some people in a very special way. Despite their mistakes, which I accept as I accept my own and forgive as I forgive mine. I love my family and my friends. I love my colleagues and my neighbors. I love that they are in my life. I love the rest of living beings, and I even love landscapes and songs. My capacity to love is infinite. That is why I receive the love of others in the same honest and selfless way that I give it. An unconditional, permanent, and healthy love. Those who know me love me and want me, for being who I am. I do not have to do anything for them to love me. And with so much love, there is no room for fear or mistrust. I trust. I know that love is in me. It comes out of me and comes back to me. Only love generates love. It is simple, it is logical. That is why I do not seek love, I do not ask for love. I do not expect love, I do not need love. I have love. I am love. I give it and even more love comes back to me. And when it rains, I no longer need an umbrella. I get wet and smile because I also love the rain despite its impertinence, because I feel that everything flows if I flow. Flowing and loving are almost the same. I know that to be loved, I only have to increase my love and share it. And so, without expecting it, like the rain, the person of my life will appear. Without asking for it, I will receive the help I need. Without looking for it, I will always be in the best company. Without needing it, I will have all the love in the world, because I am love, pure love, total love. I generate love and share it with all the beings that surround me. I give myself love because I am a being deserving of affection. I attract love like a flower attracts bees with its rich smell and its bright colors. I know love, I know its deep and beautiful mysteries. I live with love. Every day, every second of my life is governed by love. I wake up with love in the morning, feeling the joy of living and infinitely grateful for the privilege of my existence. I maintain that joyful and grateful love throughout the day, despite the bad times, the daily struggles, the problems. I always find a moment to connect with that underlying love that presides over my being. And at night I go to bed with love. I close my eyes. I breathe, I give thanks again, and love gently envelops me. And I sleep in full connection with that way of being in the world that is love. My rest is an act of love towards myself. I regenerate my body lovingly while I sleep. I generate love and attract it while I dream. And that love awakens me again the next morning. I am love, pure love, total love, infinite love. I generate love as water generates life. I give love to myself and I give love to all the beings that surround me. I attract love. I bring love because I am love.